Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, y'all, guess what time it is? It's the Grolic Saves the World time.
All right, the Grolic saves the world.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
We're getting big. Our world needs a mix. Let's have some cake. Welcome to Grolic Saves the World. We're getting big. Our world needs a mix. Let's have some cake. Welcome to Grolic Saves the World. We're getting big. Our world needs a mix. Let's have some cake. Welcome to Grolic Saves the World.
Señoras y señores, damas y caballeros, y la gente que no identifican como dama ni caballero, bienvenido a nuestro podcast, el Gralex Salva el Mundo, el podcast donde tratamos de mejorar el mundo mejorando nuestros mismos, mejorando nosotros. Yo soy Adam Caton-Holland.
Yo soy Ben Roy.
El nombre Andrew Orvidal.
Yo, and guys, oh, can I what change I was mine? Just doing. Go can ahead, Ben. I take another crack. Take another crack.
Yo, soy boy, Ben Roy.
That tracks. That tracks.
I'm glad we did a second take for that. Guys, what that was a language called Spanish, Espanol. And I'm
heard
doing that. I'm doing that language because I'm in a very global mood. And it's the only language I know besides English. So I'm trying to get a worldview that's expanding right up top of the pod.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Adam, you forget, we sort of know Spanish because we did a Spanish challenge.
Oh, we did do a Spanish challenge. So yeah, you guys know exactly what I was saying.
I recognize it. The cadence.
I recognized it as Spanish. Does that count?
Yes.
That does count, Andrew. And for the listeners, Ben and Andrew have not... stayed with our Spanish challenge. They did that just for the one episode.
You know, some challenges, they do fade away. They slip away from you in the night and you clutch at them. You grab out. No, don't leave challenge.
You know,
but it goes.
Adam,
it leaves.
I'm still in the honeymoon phase with the English language. we're still exploring each other's bodies. And
perfect.
So I want to give this a little more attention before I jump ship because I feel like.
So what's the challenge? Are we like going undercover, like Bourne Identity to another country or something?
Ooh, yeah. We're going to be in a new setting every 10 minutes. We're going to be on rooftops in Morocco. Suddenly we're in the Congo, deep jungle. Then we're in Milan, beautiful women. It's all over the fucking world.
We're spying on the Spanish government. Yes.
What's I got news for you. I got news for you, Ben. I lived in Spain, and they're not doing much.
Wow. Shots fired. Right now, some Spanish bureaucrat is taking off his headphones and throwing them across the room.
He
just lost
up
a
from
fan.
His comically sized leg of ham, just like. No, dudes. The reason I'm in this mood, this global mood, is as you probably know, the World Cup is nigh upon us.
Oh,
soccer's
right.
Biggest event.
Of course I knew and definitely have been aware and tracking that event. So
down them days.
Yep.
I love
I've got my World Cup advent calendar over here, and I've been opening the doors.
Just it's like chocolate-shaped yellow cards and shin guards and shit every day.
Oh, it's soccer.
It's soccer, Ben.
Okay.
Jesus.
Hey.
What did you think?
What did you think the World Cup was?
I don't know. There's like World Cups of everything, right? There's World Cups of sailing and... World Cup.
It's the World Cup of sailing, everyone. Strap in.
The world gathers for the beautiful game, sailing. Benjamin,
Ben,
come on.
Andrew, run away with me to the sea.
I'm fucking with you. Yes, I know.
It's soccer. And as you guys know, I'm a huge soccer fan. I fucking love the World Cup. It happens every 4 years, but it's never happened in November. This is an odd one.
Why is it happening in November?
I think COVID kind of fucked some things off track, but also it's in Qatar.
Okay.
This tiny human rights abusing nation of Qatar. And it's so fucking hot there that if they played in summer, the players die.
That makes sense.
They melt
into
like
flames.
Chocolate.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like sexy chocolate.
It would melt all of the chocolates inside Andrew's soccer advent calendar, his World Cup advent calendar.
I do think if Andrew played soccer, he would have chocolate in his pockets. Like there would be chocolate
that's
in those shorts.
Not
as he's
far off.
Around.
I'd have to have special Umbros made with a little pocket. I know soccer kits don't usually come with pockets, but
that's Andrew's NOS. That's his nitrous. Yeah. That's when he hits the
whoa,
burners.
I just pop a little square of chocolate in. Whoa, look at him go.
When you make that noise, it feels fast, but it feels like a lot more steps, Andrew.
Yeah, it is. It's like a sprinting mince, you might call it.
But maybe it's because Andrew's so old. When I picture him doing that, it's like a video game and I see little lines behind him, like all over the field where he's just kind of charting where he's running around, you know?
Now, Adam, we know you've been playing football for a long time because your feet are all fucking jacked
up. And you also
up.
Won't stop talking about it to us.
I like to talk about birds, how I speak Spanish, and how I play soccer. And there's three things that I like to hit upon.
And you're still playing soccer to this day, despite the fact that you've had foot surgeries from it, right?
Hey, don't you have like screws in your feet?
Back, you fucking narc. I've got some screws in my foot. Several medical professionals said stop, but I love the beautiful game, Ben.
Speaking of birds, you're going to wind up with some nasty talons down there if you keep down this course. You're going to be snatching trout right out of the river.
It's early in the podcast to say who won it, but I think Andrew's already gunning for like star of this episode.
Wait. So what is age did you start playing soccer?
5 years old, I started playing soccer, and I
wow, so
was
late,
it like
late
your
in the game.
Dad or your mom that got you into it? Or?
Well, here's a more interesting question: when you guys played, did you play rec soccer, Ben?
It's one of the most traumatizing memories of my childhood. Yes,
I see someone else is gunning for star of the pod. All right, do tell.
I did play soccer in intramural leagues, and then when I played in middle school, I've told this story. My mom bought me baseball cleats.
Oh, yeah. This
is
amazing.
And I was ridiculed off the field, and I never played again. The thing was that I did like soccer. Like, I thought it was a fun game to play, but I was embarrassed because I wasn't an athletic kid. Like, I skateboarded. And I snowboarded, but I wasn't like
and you know that Maine bullying is a different breed of bullying.
Fucking,
we've all met Brian Cook.
Are you kidding me, Bob?
It's got to be another level.
It's a thing. It's a whole thing. They get into everything. They get into your family. They get into your body. They get into they attack every part of it. They attack the street you live on. They'll get in there. They seep into every part of it. They're universal acid. They'll chew through everything, you know?
Wow. Okay.
Andrew, did you play rec soccer?
I played middle school soccer and I was truly terrible, but I could run like a thoroughbred horse. So they would just leave me out there in midfield to just kind of gallop around the entire game and just boom passes over everyone's head. Never had a shot on goal. Did kick it towards the goal. Absolutely never came into contact with a keeper or any part of the goal.
Attaboy.
But yeah, I was really
bad. So you were
really
like
bad. Probably
a midfielder or something like that?
Yeah, halfback, I think we called it.
Yep, that's
just supposed to contribute at both ends of the pitch, as they say, and didn't really with either.
I always thought it was a great game. Watching it, I feel like American soccer is fucking boring. I don't know why. It feels different.
That's very fair. Like, there's the MLS, which is the league in America, and it's like, if you watch that and then you watch European soccer, or even South American soccer and a lot of good teams, you're like, this is minor league baseball compared to major league baseball.
Right.
Like, America is behind. However, the national team is getting better and better and better.
Yeah, they're becoming a more formidable threat, right?
I mean, they are because we're learning to send our young, talented players over at 15 and be like, education doesn't matter. You just go play soccer like every other country does.
Can you kick a ball?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I love playing soccer. I love watching soccer. As a fan, I think having a little bit of conversational familiarity with soccer is a really better thing for the world, because I can't tell you how many times I've traveled around the world and just kind of being a fan of soccer or going to a bar because there's a big game that night and watching it has led to some of my favorite
sexual
international
encounters.
Experiences of my life. Sexual encounters.
As you might say, an international experience, but we all know what you're talking about.
That's what we know. But yeah,
some of my favorite international encounters have started just gazing across the bar. We both look at that TV screen.
And you're ready for an international encounter.
Are you ready for an international encounter of the sexy kind?
Adam's got a fist full of olive oil soaked sardines, and he makes his way across.
He's just palming them into his mouth. Sensuously.
I've got three scarves on and a cap.
Holy crappus, are you hot?
Okay, so what's the chow? We go out and we challenge a World Cup team to some soccer.
Yeah, let's do it.
That's right. You got to find a World Cup team. Here in Denver.
And let's
even
play.
Even though it's a big guitar. Find one. Challenge them to soccer, Andrew. Mm-hmm. And show them how good you run around at midfield.
I mentioned that because we have a mutual friend, Josh Ballou. He's a comedian, huge soccer fan, soccer player, was on the U.S. Paralympic soccer team. And one time we were out doing comedy on the road, and he was like, hey, a bunch of my Paralympic soccer pals are in town. They want to play tomorrow. Do you want to play? And I will freely admit I had not watched Paralympic soccer before then. And I was like, oh, sure. Like, if you're not familiar with the Paralympics, it's for people with like physical disabilities. I was like, oh, okay, as an able-bodied person, I bet I could like hang reasonably in this game. And they unzipped me so bad. They were so good at soccer. Josh was on the Paralympic soccer team and they blew him away. These people were so good. And it just, you watch soccer, you know, on TV or whatever, and you might be like, oh, that's just not that impressive. And then if you experience at that level where you're just absolutely just faked right out of your shoes, dumped on your ass, just these amazing, amazing feats.
Yeah, it's
really impressive
game too. In high school, it got the reputation as being not as tough as football or whatever. It is an incredibly tough game, and man, do you get whacked sometimes?
You definitely get hit. I mean, you also are never stop running. Never not running.
Yeah.
So it's just like a very physically taxing game. But I think it's just one that anybody can get swept up in. Even if you're like a hater and you're like, "Fucking soccer's boring. It can have 0-0 ties," and I'm just like, well, have you seen the Broncos this season?
Hey, wow. Now we're in trouble.
All right.
Now we're
in trouble. Watch our numbers dip.
Uncle Ken just unsubscribed. Good job, Adam.
No, not Ken.
All right, we're getting in the weeds. We're getting in the soccer weeds here. Let's veer back to the World Cup. And what's the challenge here? What are we doing? What are we supposed to be doing?
Yeah, what's the challenge?
Okay, so I do think that Americans love to shit on soccer because we're not the best at it and we're threatened by it. I think it's one of the best sporting events in the world. And I think it really is a way to kind of eschew American exceptionalism, jingoism, and just embrace the world's game is this World Cup. So I propose that we all pick a team, and you don't have to know anything about them. Just pick a fucking team that's playing in the World Cup, and you are going to support this team. And you're going to go look up where their fans are watching games, and you each have to go to one game where the fans are watching the game.
Because
if you go to a bar during the World Cup or a restaurant that's like of that country, get swept up in that, you will be like, this is the greatest sporting event in the fucking world, and you will become a fan.
I like this idea, yeah. And you go to and I'm sure this is where you're going to see especially if you live in a city, the multicultural side of your city. You're going to see people
100%.
You go to like you were talking about, Josh, a Senegalese bar or
name another nation.
Think of one.
You
other,
go to an Ethiopian restaurant. You go to there's the Argentinian places here. There's going to be obviously the English pubs are going to be packed. So I think
that is
so
the challenge.
The challenge is we go to a bar or pub and watch a soccer game. Just another, this podcast and these challenges. I mean, the fact that we can do it, the fact that we can.
It's an easy one.
We are warriors. We are warriors.
Will you stop
and I'll
it?
Say
my,
it.
My point is that it's this easy to be a global citizen, to pull yourself
okay,
out of
I
your
like
American
I like
jingoism.
It.
And get caught up in the world's game with, and just be swept away on a sea of international encounters.
You're right. I wouldn't normally do it, so it is challenging. It's going to make me leave my house, so pretty hard already.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break? We'll listen to some live stand-up comedy from our live show that happens live the last Saturday of every month at the world-famous Bug Theater, although there is not one scheduled for December. We'll be back January. But why don't you listen to this clip from Mike Malloy, and then when we return, we will have World Cup fever! Oh, yeah. Stay tuned.
Hey, I couldn't help but notice you watching the same game as me across this seedy bar.
Across this TGI Fridays counter.
You guys are a fun bunch. You're pretty horny for the jokes tonight. I appreciate that. I'm trying to repurpose that word, horny. I think it's a good word. I think we're wasting it. We're only using it for sex. That's dumb. Let's put it to work, right? I think it's a good midway point between want and need. Right? Because sometimes I want a meatball sandwich, and other times I'm horny for a meatball sandwich. It's different. My buddies from back home, they're trying to run with the ball. They're trying to make horny an everyday word. We're out at a bar. We're having a good time. My buddy knocks over this guy's drink. The guy's very upset about it. He grabs my buddy, and he goes, "We're going to fight." My buddy goes, "Oh, horny for a fight, are we?" And he wasn't. He closed his bar tab. He got the fuck out of there. He wanted a fight. He wasn't horny for it. That's a different level. I'm a sporty boy. I like the sports quite a bit. You guys like the sports, huh? There's one thing about sports that doesn't make a lot of sense as I've gotten older, and it's sports jerseys. That's pretty silly when you think about it, because that's just some young boy's work shirt. Right? You don't know that young boy. Why are you wearing his work uniform, you psycho? We go into a store. We go, "Hello, good sir. I'll take that young boy's work shirt. What do I have going on tonight? I'm so happy you asked. I'm going to dress up like this athletic young boy that I admire. I'm going to show up at his job. I'm going to show up at his place of business, cosplaying as him. What am I going to do while he works his shift? Glad you asked. I'm going to get hammered. I'm going to get so drunk that I can barely walk, and then I'm going to tell the boys that work in the other city what I think about them, what nasty little pigs I think they are. So me and my dad have something to talk about."
Hey, do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up.
We are back. We're two rounds into the World Cup. Each team has played two games. I've got full-fledged World Cup fever, dudes.
Yes.
Which is a swollen gland, like a size 3 soccer ball.
It's a bubon.
In the armpit.
They call it a bubon. It's actually near your groin. You're lying
about
that,
Adam. You might
want
to get it lanced.
You can see it bulging through your pants. Yeah. It's hulking out of there. And it's called a bubon. And it's not good, you know?
World Cup fever. We got it. And maybe we spread it around. I wasn't wearing a mask while I had it. Were you guys? I mean, I will not apologize for maybe spreading World Cup fever to everyone I was around.
But here's the thing. With World Cup fever, you don't lose taste. You gain more taste. Am I right?
Ooh,
huh?
I like
boom.
It.
I'll tell you what, Ben. You certainly gain more flavor.
Oh, up top, Adam.
Okay. We're zooming. I don't really know how to high five.
High five me. Well, for those of you that are staunch act tours, who never listen to act one or act three,
skip the appetizer, get right to the main dish.
We in the first act, Adam challenged us to go out and partake in a World Cup game at a bar with our city and with the people from our wonderful little town here in Denver, Colorado. Find a bar, find a place that's showing it, maybe one that's showing it for a particular country.
Exactly. Where that those was country the folk.
Yep. And so let's quickly ask, were you able, everybody, to take in a game, or did you at least try to do so?
Now, I can hear Ben already climbing back down from the challenge with that. Did you try to do so, Kat?
And that's what
I can sniff your bullshit from so far away.
Listen.
Did you try to
do
it?
Did you try to watch a soccer game?
That counts, too, right, guys?
Did you try to watch a soccer game? Jesus.
Well, guys.
Did I not say that this challenge was already pretty easy?
A cakewalk.
Oh, come on. Walking across a cake wouldn't be easy.
I'll say yes to his question. Andrew, did you?
Andrew, did you do the challenge?
I did it. I was originally rooting for the Netherlands. Okay. No real reason for it.
Last name's Holland, and you've always
That's
what
it is. I want to win for Adam in this.
I get that.
Genuinely no real reason. I've watched a number of World Cups because one of my best friends is Brazilian, and she has made me watch all of several World Cups. So I've always enjoyed watching the Netherlands play, kind of like low-key rooted for them. And so I was like, maybe there's a place in Denver I can see a bunch of other fans of the Netherlands team all in one place. And boy, was I striking out. And I asked our mutual friend Josh Blue, hey, where can I find a bunch of Netherlands fans to watch the game with? And he replied, Holland. So
see, that's Josh. Josh is a guy that's going to dunk. When you give him the ball, he will dunk on you.
He just comes right up on you. So I also decided to bail on the Netherlands because if you don't read the news, all the European teams are going to wear rainbow armbands in protest of the human rights abuses in Qatar. And then FIFA, the super cool, not at all corrupt organization that governs the World Cup, said that they would issue yellow cards to any teams that did that. So in true fashion, all of these European teams bailed on that idea. They all chickened out. So I was like, you know what? Fuck you, Netherlands. I'm actually not going to root for you. So I rooted for one of my other favorite teams, a team that I have often enjoyed watching, Team Argentina.
Right.
I've always liked them. They're a fun team to watch.
Argentina definitely has a perfect human rights record. That,
yeah, yes, exactly.
Does. Way to jump ship. Lots of good stuff.
Look, I wasn't saying, I'm just saying they said they were going to and then they chickened out. It's not like they are the beacon of human rights. But
right.
Team Argentina, always enjoyed watching them play, and such a classic jersey, that color blue, I love it. It's a great color.
The blue and white stripe. I mean, from Diego Maradona to Lionel Messi, that's a very solid
choice. Yes, good. Those were names.
You don't know who Diego Maradona is?
No.
Really?
I don't know. I know the name Messi. Like, I know.
You don't know who Diego Maradona is either?
I don't know.
That's stunning to me. Pele is like probably the most famous player ever. Maradona's number two. He's this little cokehead Argentinian dude back in the 80s who was fucking wild, and he scored a famous goal called the Hand of God goal in the World Cup where he like jumped up to get over the keeper and totally just punched it with his fist and like cheated, and it scored. They won the World Cup because of it, and it's the Hand of God goal. There's a good documentary on Maradona. He's
I might have to check that out. That sounds insane.
He was in with like the Italian mob. It was just, he's a wild guy.
Awesome.
So yeah, I wanted to watch Team Argentina play, and I know that there is at least one Argentinian restaurant in Denver because I've eaten there before. So I went to Maria Empanada, which is an Argentinian restaurant in downtown Denver.
Fantastic, by the way.
To watch the game. Yeah. Just as a quick aside, those empanadas, holy shit, so good. But as I was driving down there, I started to feel this kind of
what's the word I'm looking for? Almost like as being an imposter or something. I'm not Argentinian, you know, and to go into this place where this other culture, you know, is congregating to watch their team play. And I'm kind of this like interloper. But I was like, I'm like genuinely rooting for them. And I have rooted them for the past. I think this is fine. I think, you know, I'm just going to be there watching. So
I understand your hesitation, but I do feel like it is fine. You're like, I'm here.
I was genuinely interested in this
team. You can be a white guy in an Argentinian bar rooting for Argentina. It's just fine.
Yeah. So as I was driving down there, listening to some extremely noisy metal music in my car, as usual.
So just being Andrew.
Getting into it. And then I took a phone call and I was chatting with my friend on the phone. And then I got out of my car and I continued the phone call. And for some reason, my car now does this thing where if I'm listening to music and I take a phone call and then I get out of the car and continue the phone call, and then in the phone call, it decides to continue playing the music just on my phone. So as I walk into this little cafe that is absolutely jam-packed with Argentinians watching their team play, it is absolutely silent because it is like this very pensive moment. I believe it was a penalty kick. It's just, you know, where just that you could just sense that apprehension. And my phone just starts playing that insane glitched out metal song. So not only was I the interloper, I was the worst interruption possible. I'm just standing there with this noise coming out of my pocket. I ran out of the cafe. I was like, I had to go outside and turn it off.
Argentina!
Yeah. I felt so bad. I felt so bad. It was such a stupid thing to do. And I came back in and I watched the game. But what a horrible way to meet
the fans. So how was the game? Did you meet anybody there? Do tell.
I did not have an international experience.
Encounter.
But I had some amazing empanadas, as we mentioned.
Do
I
tell
had some
about
yerba
that. Now that's the part mate. I'm excited about. How were the empanadas that day?
Flaky, golden, perfect. If you like empanadas, you gotta go.
I'm gonna go get a couple empanadas later on. Actually,
I enjoyed watching the game right away. Instantly, I was swept up in it. The crowd's enthusiasm. I was already on board, you know, to root for Argentina. But just sensing they had face paint on. They had like a banner that you could take your pick, like a World Cup photo,
like a
in front
step
of
and repeat kind of thing.
Yeah. They all had
my family guys. If you heard that, my family has World Cup fever. They just burst into the office and scream goal. I'm sorry to interrupt, Andrew.
Just randomly it strikes. That's part of World Cup fever. Without warning, you'll scream goal. But they had, you know, everyone was decked out in their jerseys and everything. So it was very cool to watch it with them. And it added a ton to it because, boy, their reactions so loud, so wild. That first goal
by Lionel Messi.
Just a great laser shot goal right into the corner of the net. So loud. This place, oh my gosh. Like,
did you find yourself? Were you like, yeah? Or did you get into it?
Oh, yeah. I was into it. And then they all sang a song that I didn't know that was in Spanish, but it sounded cool.
Were they jumping? I love when soccer fans.
They were all going absolutely bananas.
That's so fun.
So it was very cool to watch it in the space, and it definitely heightened it in a way that just going to your corner Colorado bar, the Broncos are playing, the Avs are playing, something like that, you're gonna sense some of that. But this was definitely different. It was like dialed up to another level.
Right, every game feels like a playoff, like deep run playoff game. It's that level of intensity.
It was cool, and I had a good time.
That's so who ended up winning that game?
Argentina won 2-0, beating Mexico.
Andrew and I were texting about it, and I was like pumped about Messi. And then this next guy scored an incredible goal. I was like, Andrew, what about that one? He's like, oh, had to go. He's like, he's already left the bar.
I left a little early because I had to buy some fake blood for you two to pretend like you were bleeding out of your buttholes in our Grolix comedy sketch.
Adam was actually bleeding out of his penis for that one. But
as prop master of the Grolix, I had errands to run. So I did miss the end of the game. Unfortunately, I did not want to leave, though. I was just on a tight schedule. I was genuinely sucked into the game.
I'm fucking proud of you. You went to an Argentine, like that's as authentic as it can get. And you did the challenge perfectly. And I was texting with you. You got caught up in the Pasión. you were pretty fired up about Argentina.
Ooh, and I like that word.
You're going to keep following them throughout the cup. I dare say they're your team now.
Yep. Now wow. I'm rooting for them all the way. Let's go.
Oh,
let's
and
go.
Ben, wouldn't it be so good to see Messi win it all in his final year in the World Cup? Don't you
is
think?
Definitely. How old is he now?
Messi's 56.
Yeah, he's ancient in soccer terms. Yeah. He's 31.
No, how old is he? For real?
I don't know, but it's widely considered this will be his last World Cup. He's been playing forever.
35 years old.
He's only 35.
Just a dinosaur out there. Just a relic.
But feels like he's been playing forever.
He has. He's been playing since he was like 16.
I hate that. When they talk about that in pro sports, it makes you feel pretty great.
Yeah, considering I'm 8 years older than him, and I would be considered a washed up piece of shit.
You'd be lucky to be considered the manager of the team.
Yeah. Adam, did you do the challenge?
I did do the challenge. I was up in the mountains with my family, and so I was watching a lot of the games just on the TV, but I got back down for Thanksgiving, and as any decent soccer fan knows, this last Friday, Black Friday, was England versus USA. Which was one of the, it was just a very big match. In fact, it wound up being the most watched American soccer game ever. So I met up with some.
Wow, really?
Yep. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. I didn't know that statistic.
You know, England is the kings of soccer. America is the upstarts. We were their former colony. They want to shit on us. We want to beat them. There's a lot of storylines going into it, and it's like I was like, this is the one that I want to see.
So would you consider this similar to, like, say the Olympics, where everybody wants to beat the U.S. in basketball, right?
Absolutely. And I think that's why a lot of people don't love the World Cup in this country, is because we're not dominant at it,
right?
And
right,
we don't, and we just want to support shit that we're great at. So, like, you know, the rest of the world, America's very loaded for everybody, so everybody wants to beat the U.S. but America's also kind of a joke internationally when it comes to soccer, so no one's really too worried about us. However, if you lose to the U.S. you really fucking drop the ball. That's kind of the attitude.
Yep.
But it's changing as well. The U.S. the team's getting better, and so on. So anyway, I went to this bar at Colfax and York in Denver called the DNVR bar. Used to be Three Lions.
Catchy. Yeah.
Prior to that, it was the bank.
Absolutely.
Did you have to get there early? You must
have. So my friends Darren and Jess, who you guys both know, longtime listeners of the pod, and I've watched many World Cups with Darren and Jess, they got there at 9 a.m., held down a table forever. The game was at noon.
Wow.
I showed up at about 11 because Darren's like, you got to get here quick. This is filling in. They're going to take these seats. So I like raced up there, got them my seat. Our friend Heath came, and we had a fifth chair that we were saving for one Ben Roy. Mm-hmm. Because I invited Ben.
This is a, what is happening?
Don't you talk about my story. Don't tell my story.
I knew that this would be the atmosphere. This would be the game.
Just because sometimes our stories overlap. I don't think you have to tell my story.
We got you a chair, my dude. So
Ben
the bar
is currently
fills in.
Hiding it's behind, like, his microphone.
I learned after the fact this is the Rapids official soccer bar. I had no idea.
So
it was jam-packed with U.S. fans. It was like the official Nine News was there filming. It was an event, you guys.
Yep.
So much of an event that it's soon they found themselves at capacity. And Ben Roy's like suddenly texting me 20 minutes in, because you cannot get to the game 20 minutes in, saying, hey, I'm here. I can't get in. No. At which point, I went to the door, tried to use my clout, and was rebuffed.
The Prince of Denver, okay. ACH, having a little chat with the bouncer.
No love. So how did the game go inside for you? How was it?
Dude, it was fucking electric. It was such a good game. It was a 0-0 tie, which nobody thought was going to happen, that we would be able to tie England. We should have beat them. That was very disappointing. But there were chants. There were, you know, yelling.
What is
screaming.
The American chant?
There was one that people were, I mean, there was a lot of USA, USA chants going on.
Yeah.
There was one chant that was like, I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. They were like doing
that's
that.
That's cool.
And I guess at the stadium, the American soccer fans were yelling at the English soccer fans, being like, it's called soccer. Do, which is, you know, kind of awful, but kind of fucking great. Just like America.
Yeah. Wow.
And
people got wasted. This waitress, she came by with a tray full of drinks and shots, and some asshole was like, decided to take his drink off her tray, just messing up her bounce.
Oh, dude.
Spilled, 40 drinks all over the place.
She must have been so pissed.
And it was all down the front of her. It was just awful for her. But yeah, it was a raucous, packed bar. And two great things happened.
Okay.
One, the guy who runs the place, DNVR Bar, they do podcasts there. It's a little enterprise. Yeah, I guess it turns out he's an ACH fan.
Oh.
Because he walked over, introduced himself. They snapped a photo. They put it on their Twitter, said, local celebrity Caten Holland in the house for the USA England game. And
as good as that was,
I just wish it could have happened with Ben right there, as he just had no clue who this guy is, but gave me that.
Well, it just shows you how times are so lean right now at DNVR Bar. Not a lot of famous people coming in. So I guess you got to suck whatever meat off that bone you can find, huh?
Well, I just think it's kind of funny that one Grolix was being feted online immediately while one stood on the curb like a sad dog looking like a window.
I'll just have to tell me
the score. Open the door so I can hear the score.
I don't think I can get any meat. I'll have to deal with a stringy tendon. I'll have to make do with the little bit of tendon that's left connecting this.
And I'm just laughing, mouthful of fries, laughing inside.
You had fries?
Of course I had
you
fries.
You had fries.
I had fries and a wrap.
Oh, I fucking hate this story.
Oh, all right. Wow.
The other great thing is my buddy Darren landed such a funny joke. Like we're all watching, you know, in soccer, people dive all the fucking time, like pretend they're fouled when they're not fouled. And so there's a moment that happened and like you're body to body, there's people all around. And Darren just goes, I haven't seen a dive like that since Greg Louganis. And it just slaughtered. Everybody died laughing. But then Jessica, his partner, she goes to me under his breath. She goes, he's been telling me that at home every second game. He's been workshopping it at home. So Darren had a real nice moment. He workshopped it, and then he took it to the stage, and it really
welcome to comedy, Darren. You just did your first mic.
He showed up with that loaded in the chamber.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that, how soccer players are murdered upon contact. Not even contact. You so much as get near them, they're dead. You just killed somebody, and there they are on the grass.
It's never been a part of the game I've enjoyed. I don't understand. I get it.
I feel like it could be cracked down on. Yeah.
But once you don't get the foul, stop rolling around.
Well, they were supposed to be cracking down on it for a while, but I don't think they care.
Man, it's pretty silly, and it's kind of a different. A lot of people were upset by that 0-0 tie, and it is interesting. It is a different mindset growing up, you know, in American sports. There's a winner. We're going to find the winner if it takes all fucking night. Guess what? There's a shootout to determine the winner. We will be determining who is best. One of these teams is best. And God damn it, tonight we're going to find out. And
even if it means soccer, we go 17 innings.
Exactly. Yeah. And in soccer, it is like this other mindset that is really interesting. And it's kind of like more mature of like both these teams are excellent and they played each other to a draw, and we're okay with that. That's just going to be how this game concludes.
And we do it by points, right? You do it by points.
Right. Yeah. So you still get a point. Round, get 1 point for a draw. It's still better than a loss.
And there's goal differential and stuff like that as well, if there's tiebreakers.
Yeah, it was. It's an interesting, because I was frustrated like a lot of people. I want to see a winner.
Like, as fans, I love baseball, and casual fans of baseball who aren't super fans hate shutout games. Or like games that are very low score where it's like 1-0. That's a game I live for.
Yeah, I love that.
A pitcher's duel.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that USA game was very exciting. And that was one of the best atmospheres I've ever been in the United States for a USA game. It was fucking wild. So tell me, what was going on the street while we were having that much fun?
Yeah, man, how was Colfax in York for...
Here's what happened. Adam makes it sound as if I showed up 20 minutes late. I did not.
You did.
I showed up at game time. I texted you after a few minutes because I was not allowed in. They were at capacity. And so I was standing outside and I texted you saying, hey, do you think I would be able to get in? And I was watching through the window like an English boy, very Dickensian, as I want to do. And so I was outside waiting. I see Adam, like I'm looking into a fishbowl, come to the door. Adam does not talk very aggressively to the man. It's clear it's a very short, cordial conversation.
I told the bouncer we had a chair for the guy, so it's not like he's going to be endangering when he can sit down. It's an empty chair.
You could have pulled some strings because they took a fucking photo with me.
It was very
asshole.
Funny because at that moment, I couldn't remember the name of the guy who introduced the manager. I couldn't remember his name. So I was like, well, okay, I get your fire code, but I just met the dude who runs the play. The bouncer was like, fuck you, dude. I don't know what you're talking about. Get
That's
out of
amazing.
My face. Yeah.
And you would have been like Ben Roy's outside to him, to the manager, and he would have been like, who?
Exactly.
And that would have made the whole game even better for you, wouldn't it have, Adam?
Yeah.
It would have been.
It was a pretty great day.
So anyway, I'm standing outside this bar and I'm pissed. Every bar is overflowing that I had passed by. So I went next door to Yaya's Mediterranean Grill, which happens to be right next door to the Denver bar. They have no TVs inside that place, which was actually kind of refreshing. I sat down at the table. I ordered myself a veggie platter. And they have, let me tell you, Adam, they have these little cheese rolls that are in phyllo dough that they deep fry.
Yep.
And they give it to you with the tzatziki. And I sat at the table. The place was completely empty. I propped my phone up against my glass of water and I turned on the World Cup on my phone and I enjoyed a nice meal of hummus and pita and some rice and baba ghanoush and some falafel.
Take us to the whole place. You said you had shrimp skewers as well.
Oh, and I did have some shrimp skewers.
Yeah, you texted me.
A whole bunch of
cool
plates
text.
Of food in front of me and it was quiet and I felt as if I were in Qatar as a local. I was a local who hates this game. I hate this, that this is what's happening to my wonderful city. And so I just enjoyed a nice meal. And I got to tell you, the hummus at Yaya's Mediterranean Grill.
What you're doing is stalling.
No, I'm not.
Because
had you really been a resident of Qatar, you could have left your house and found someone with like a rainbow sign and tore it out of their hands and stomped on it. There's other things you could have been doing.
I watched this game.
This is why the cup is so fun. This type of banter, these jokes. We would never have intolerant Qatar jokes if it wasn't for the cup. It's magic.
I want to be clear that when I started watching the game and it came on and I was watching, I was eating this. And I'm watching and I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. I don't like soccer. Like, I don't enjoy this at all. Like, I was watching it and I was like, oh, I'd rather watch
by
grappling.
Yourself with your Mediterranean lunch plate.
So partway, shut up, Andrew.
You.
My
of course
story
it didn't
now.
Grab you.
So partway through the game at about halftime, I shut it off and I went to Flow Grappling and I watched the remaining matches from the Grand Prix, the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix, which is the jiu-jitsu tournament.
So you bailed on this game at the half?
Yes,
and
I
went
did,
and
Adam.
Jiu-jitsu?
I don't give a shit about FIFA. I think they're a fucked up organization. I think the way Qatar handled all of that, they can suck my nut. And I think the game is great. It's fine. It's fine to watch, but it's not my thing. And I've already got problematic sports franchises I can support here in the United States. You know what I mean? I don't care about the global community of soccer. I like it of jujitsu. I like it. You want to talk jujitsu? Let's get into it.
No, we don't.
No one wants to.
We're talking World Cup.
I know. I watched part of it. It was fine, but I'll tell you what. You guys have to try these little cheese roll things.
All right.
They're
this does sound intriguing. This does
no,
sound intriguing.
It's not out of control. They were delicious, though.
Do they have like a garlic dip? Do they have that like Syrian garlic dip?
It's like a garlicky, like tzatziki kind of thing, and you dip it. It's cold, but these are like deep fried. It's like an egg roll filled with cheese, and
it
is so
pretty
good.
Damn good. I might have to
we
go
should
get
go
it.
Over there
right.
when we're not having to be distracted by a soccer.
The real
game.
Takeaway is we all had some pretty tasty food. Empanadas,
yeah,
a wrap.
Adam, you had fries. Andrew,
fries
you
and
had
a wrap. Yeah.
I like how you went like, oh, I'm going sensible with the wrap, but I can't help but get on board these fries.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's the yin and the yang of me. I got layers, and I've
and
got
were
two
you
sides.
Crushing beers, too, probably at like noon, right?
I had a show that night, so I wasn't having any beers, but Darren and Jess were getting it done. My buddy Heath was starting to pop a little bit. I could tell by the time I left
Heath.
they weren't going home anytime soon.
They shouldn't have been driving home.
Listen,
so Darren and Jess and Heath all drunk drove. Just to give them a Totally throw them under the bus.
So it is just like American sports. Okay, I get it. I get it.
It was a good challenge.
That you lost. That you 100% failed.
Oh,
because,
totally.
Because you didn't even set foot into a bar.
You know what I want to call it, Adam? I want to call this a draw.
It's
I don't
not
think
a draw.
Any of us truly
it's not a draw.
Won.
Well, Andrew left the game before it was over.
I'd like to go a draw. Sure, you had more shots on goal, I guess.
I guess if you grew up surrounded by insular bullies and who wouldn't understand a global game, you're going to come away somewhat.
I'm not
like going
to lie
well.
To you. When they wouldn't let me into that bar, there was a part of me that was like, this is just like middle school again. I'm being left out of this game. And fuck you all. I'm going to have a good lunch. And then I watched half the game. I'm not any worse than Andrew. Andrew didn't finish the fucking game. And yeah,
because
I
had
to
run errands for you
two. He had to get blood capsules for our dicks and assholes for a sketch we were doing that night.
Oh, my. All right. He could do it anyway.
I definitely win the challenge. We all win for even being around the beautiful game.
I mean, I think I won also. I think
Andrew,
two teams won in this bracket. I went to an Argentinian
Andrew's
bar
through.
And I watched the game with the fans. I'm going on to the next round. Ben, you are not.
You're not.
Well, that's okay. I'll just go back to my home country and crank Budweiser's without the fear of political reprisal. Like an American just cranking down cans of Budweiser and these cheese rolls.
It is kind of a bummer. I'm like incredibly critical of the United States. Is our country better than a lot of other countries? Yeah, for sure. But I'm very critical of it. And watching other countries wholeheartedly embrace their country and root for it, I feel it makes me bummed out because I'm like, I would never root for the USA like these people are rooting for their team. I might be like,
do an international sport.
Yeah, I guess
usually.
I hope that they do okay, but I'm so critical of it. I just can't embrace it in that way that I see other people.
I hear
doing.
You about that. And like, that is a really, I also enjoy this aspect of the World Cup there. It's impossible for politics not to bleed into it. The Iranian national team wouldn't sing the national anthem to like protest what's going on in that country.
That was insane.
It's amazing.
That was amazing.
And this is such a stage. This is the most watched event in the world. So it's like, it provides these opportunities.
And that's risking their fucking lives.
I know.
Like,
I
that's
know.
Crazy.
But hats off to these European teams that wouldn't wear a fucking rainbow armband because they were going to get a yellow card.
The German team so covered brave. Their mouth in protest. Like, there's a photo of them all covering their mouth over that bullshit move as well. But so it's impossible for politics not to get in there. And I hear you about USA. I'm so critical of the US. But I find myself in this moment just being like, chanting USA at a bar. I would never fucking do that. But this, I'm so
this
moved
the one
by
time.
It in these occasions.
All right.
And I also start to see it as like, yes, there's the politics of the countries, but these are like 11 young dudes on the biggest stage of their life. I just get into the stories of the players.
And I mean, the American team is pretty diverse, actually. I mean, I think it's fucking great. I thought they, all joking aside, they did play very well, and I'm definitely interested in keeping tabs on how they do throughout this.
And I believe you.
They're playing Iran the day this comes out, and that will determine.
All right, all right.
Let me ask you this. Would you do this? Did this make the world a better place, and would you do this again? Andrew?
Collective things like this where people can come together, I think they do make the world a better place, even aside from the corruption and the kind of horrible behavior from the host country. Ultimately, on a global level, when you can kind of zoom out and see it all, yeah, I think it makes the world a better place. Seeing all those Argentinians packed into that place and like their camaraderie, and it had a very cool atmosphere and it seemed positive. I do like, you know, I like watching sports. It's especially fun when you're watching sports with fellow fans and there's like a lot involved. So would I do it again? Yep, sure. I could do it. Who knows? Maybe I'll see another
Team Argentina game in that very same
dude,
venue.
If you do, will you let me know? Because I want to go get Spanish enchilada.
Yeah, and Ben will be there 20 minutes late and won't get in.
Spanish enchiladas?
No, what's the empanadas. Stuff called?
Empanadas.
No. The stuff that's like a layered, it's like the potato, the layers. It's not it's Spanish.
Tortilla? Spanish tortilla?
It's like the potatoes layered. Oh, man.
We're hungry this episode. You can tell.
Adam, how about you?
We'd already know, Adam. Of course, it makes the world better. And will he do it again? Yeah, he's going to do it at his earliest convenience.
I'll do it this week. I'll be doing it as much as I can. I told Katie my goal for my career is that next World Cup, I'm financially stable enough and everything's going great enough that I stop doing everything. I take the month off. The boys are old enough.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you go and you attend it. You're not doing that well that you can go attend it.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be doing that well because I need carrots dangled in front of me still.
There you go. Yeah.
But
that's
a very
reasonable level.
I want to be able to take the month off and just be a piece of shit and watch soccer for fucking 30 days straight.
Hell yeah. All right, Ben, did it make the world a better place? Would you do it again?
I don't know how much I'll pay attention to the World Cup only because of bandwidth. I love international sporting. That's part of the reason why I love jiu-jitsu on an international level. A lot of it takes place in the Middle East. A lot of the big tournaments are in Brazil. There's a bunch of them in Korea now. So I love that. I just don't know that I have time to add another sporting event to it. But I will be kind of paying attention. And I'm going to be totally fair weather. I guarantee you, if the U.S. moves on or if there's a really compelling set of final matches, I'm definitely going to watch the finals as well. And I think getting together in public places and having a good time with people you don't know, that's always positive. So definitely. And I loved the food of this challenge. I want to say that was probably the biggest part. Talking empanadas, talking wraps and fries. We're talking.
Hey, Ben, I don't care nice about hummus. Whether you want to do this because you lost the challenge so bad. You're forbidden from watching any more of this World Cup.
Wow.
You don't deserve
shunned.
How fucking adult is
somebody,
you, Adam.
Somebody brought baseball cleats to this podcast. Oh. And
Get him where it really
fuck
hurts.
Fuck you, Andrew.
Andrew, I look forward to seeing games with you, pal. You really shine this challenge.
Oh, you two shut up. Don't cut me out.
Really?
Don't cut me
really
out. You know I learned. Well, fine. I'm in control. We're going to take a quick break. What a challenge. That was fun. Why don't we take a quick break, listen to some live stand-up comedy.
Why don't you do your fucking catchphrase, close out, why don't we do this? Why don't you...
The last Saturday of every month...
Why don't you bore them? Why don't you bore them into
the world famous Bud Theater
with your predictable...
Why don't you just shut up, okay? God, I love this game. This is how the game brings people together.
Truly the world's game here at the Grolics.
Bring some novel parts to it. Nope, just I'll do the same thing every time, same exact fucking words.
I fucking hate you.
Why don't you just record it, Ben, and ask Ron to play it.
We'll be back.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we listen to some live stand-up comedy from the live show that happens at the world famous Bug Theater the last Saturday of every month, although no show in December. Remember that. We will be back in January, but please enjoy this clip from Courtney McGinnis-Selengo. And when we return, the best third act in the biz. You third actors are going to be pumped. We've got so much more show coming. We got birthday shout outs as well as teasing the final challenge of the year. Oh my God, I can't believe it's already here. Stay tuned.
And maybe it'll just be me and Andrew while Ben stands on the curb watching us do the
just
credits.
Stay tuned. Shut up.
Yeah,
shut
maybe you'll be next door enjoying some fried cheese rolls.
They were delicious though.
I don't know if you can tell by the shape of my body and my I'm Irish Catholic. Did that come across? You should see me carry home potatoes from the grocery store. It's fucking nuts. So I told you I like to drink. I also like to fucking fight. Any woman in here ever started a fight? Nobody? Great. I fucking love it. I love to fight with my husband. I love to get so drunk I forget what I started a fight about. Ladies! Hell yeah. My husband will be like, why are you so mad at me? I'm like, oh, you want to know why I'm mad? Okay. You don't deserve to know. We fight about the dumbest shit. We're both comedians. We fight about the stupidest shit in the world. It's great. We're also newly married, so you know we fight about dumb shit, right? This was before the pandemic. We got in a humongous fight because I was freezing cold at the movie theater, okay? We're at the movies, freezing cold. He wouldn't give me his jacket because, and I quote, he likes when my nipples are hard. I was like, tonight you die. You know, come here. They're kind of hard right now. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that, okay? You're welcome. Just excited to be here. I should have worn a different bra. There are a lot of ladies here. I love it. Okay.
Boom. We are back. Act three. Welcome to our third actors. How are you? Nice to see you. We had a whole episode. You don't need it. You don't need to hear anything that we did.
Didn't miss much. Ben failed. Adam and I won. No big deal.
Oh.
Exactly. But we're all
here now. You're still on that. You're carrying your pettiness into the third act. Anyway, do we have some thanks? Adam, do you want to thank the manager from DNVR Bar for recognizing you?
I would like to thank DNVR Bar for recognizing me in front of my friends and for not letting Ben into the bar.
Oh, that's fun. Andrew, amazing. Would you like to thank amazing. Anybody?
Sure, I'll thank Maria Empanada. Great spot. Even if you're not watching the World Cup, stop by, check it out, support a very cool business with a cool story behind it. So, yeah, thanks to Maria Empanada.
And Ben, is there anyone you'd like to thank?
Yaya's Mediterranean Grill and Wild Edibles. Wild brand edibles.
Stop. Oh, my God.
Ben, you're not getting paid. Do that anymore. You're not getting paid for it.
Andrew, you want to kick off that jam for us today?
Oh,
what are we doing?
Plugs, 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 plugs.
Oh, ooh, wow. Nice.
I remixed it.
That was very cool.
That was like dubsteppy.
There was a minute during the remix where I was like, I don't know if Andrew's going to be able lung-wise to do this. But he did.
That thing? Yeah. I love that.
It was concerning.
What do we got for plugs, boys? What do you got?
Listen, this very weekend, if you're in Louisville, Kentucky. Is that how you say it? Louisville.
That's how you should say it. Louisville.
I'm coming.
Good to be here in Louisville, Kentucky.
I will be in Louisville, Kentucky this weekend, December, 2nd and 3rd, at a cool place called Planet of the Tapes. I'm doing three shows. I've never been to Louisville. And I'd love to see you there.
All right. That sounds fun.
Cool hardcore scene there. Hardcore kids, come out and see Hardcore Comedies, Adam, Caden, Holland.
Yeah, we're simpatico.
In international interactions, maybe, that you can have while you're there, too. Andrew, do you have any plugs coming up?
But you can't even keep a thread across one.
No, I can't because
you're so clouded with jiu-jitsu
boring
bullshit.
I don't have anything to plug. Ever since kind of shattering my ankle like it was made out of candy, you can catch me on the couch with my leg elevated.
Oh, that's great.
With a bunch of ice taped around it. So
you want to give them your address?
Yeah, come on over.
I will be at the Denver Comedy Underground this weekend, December 2nd and 3rd. You can get tickets. We'll put the link for that in the show notes. Also, I will be in Maine doing two shows at Cumston Hall. Get it out of your system, guys. Let it go.
Wait a minute. What's it called?
Cumston Hall. It's in Monmouth, Maine. I will be at Cumston Hall.
What a funny name.
No,
Maine. I'm gonna put you on Maine.
Yeah. That is funny.
Yeah, Maine. It is.
And hey, Maine, you were like a lion's mane.
If you were a childhood bully of Ben's, why not come to the show and just throw a baseball cleat at
him?
Just mid
show. Show up in baseball cleats.
Oh,
if you remember Ben,
that's even better.
If you remember that day, show up in your baseball cleats to little Ben Roy's show.
Yeah, a little Easter egg, and everyone will know.
You guys just clopping because I just hear you like clacking into my show to taunt me. But I will be there in Monmouth at Cumston Hall, December 10th. Two shows. The first one is sold out, but there are still tickets to the second show, so you can get those at cumstonhall.org, I believe, is it? But look down in the show notes. The link is down there for you. Also, just as a reminder, folks, Leave a review, subscribe to this podcast, follow us. Also, listen, I want you to know, tell us who you're rooting for during the World Cup. Tell us your World Cup stories. We want to hear them. We thank you for the reviews we've been receiving. And if you don't already, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even the TikTokies. That's all going to be at Grolix Comedy. Please come through, share your World Cup stories. Who are you rooting for? We want to hear it.
Tell us about the food that you ate while watching
the
World Cup.
Yeah, that's honestly what I care about.
That's about your international encounters.
A huge part of it.
Yeah. Like sorted accounts of various international encounters you've had and sent to us.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yes, exactly. Sharing this podcast, hugely helpful for us to grow. But another awesome way that you can support us is on our Patreon. We have a Patreon at patreon.com/grolixsaves. We have 3 tiers of support that you can pledge, varying all the way from Adam up to Ben's level. We have tons of bonus content, and we have a pod within a pod, Boy Crazy, where we rank the hunkitude of pop culture's handsomest hunks. We have a new one coming down the pipeline. Should I say what the one
is? Say it. Go for it.
12 Hunks of Christmas. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Holly jolly. Throw another log on the fire. It's going to be a great one.
Who's the hunkiest of the Christmas season?
Yeah, we crown the holiday
hunk.
Will
it be Jesus? Will it be Hugh Grant? It's tough to know, but
it's a great episode, and it's for Patreons only. So check out our Patreon. Another cool aspect of our patron is birthday shout outs.
Oh,
that's
I love
right.
these. Andrew,
that's right.
I love
you
them.
Hear clapping from the back of the restaurant. Who told them? Who told them? It was us. We told them. We've got the November birthday shout outs. What are we going to do?
What's happening? I have a suggestion if you guys would let me.
That's
if you're
okay.
not still
Andrew, anything you got?
No, I want to hear Ben's.
No, okay. Right. Adam, it's good to see that your pettiness carries over from Act 1, Act 2, into Act 3.
No one's ever failed a challenge as hard as you did this episode.
Okay, well,
you did.
I have
and
a suggestion.
You're going to wear the punishment pants, I think.
What's your suggestion? This isn't
my
about us.
My suggestion,
it's
about our birthday shout-outs. Today, we're going to be guessing, or telling, actually, because we have insight, we have intel with the big Santa Claus up in the North Pole, what these particular birthday people requested for Christmas. This is what they're hoping to find under the tree.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Who wants to handle the first one?
I'll do it. Give me the first birthday. I'll do it.
Okay.
Go ahead. All right. Jennifer Curry Pitcher.
Jennifer Curry Pitcher. I'm getting the vibe that Jennifer orders from kind of medical magazines like animal cadavers that she could dissect. Frogs, fetal pigs. She's curious biologically, and she's just so a number of like
she's biologically
home,
curious.
Biocurious. Biocurious.
Okay. Biocurious.
And just to do at home dissections like she was in a science class.
Oh, okay. So that's kind of creepy. Well, Merry Christmas. We hope you find those animal cadavers.
You hope
cadavers.
You'll smell them under the tree. I'll tell you what, Jennifer.
Andrew, why don't you take number
all
two?
Right.
Why don't you tell us what Jeremy Johnson is going to want under the tree on Christmas Day, Christmas morning.
Jeremy Johnson, just like the song goes, all he wants for Christmas is his 2 front teeth. He lost them in a street hockey accident.
Oh.
And yeah, he's just had this incredible gap that he
up
had filled
front,
in with some
big whistler. Yeah.
Some poster board teeth. But yeah, he would like his
some
2 front teeth.
Real dental implants. And
yes,
we're praying
some pretty
for
serious
that.
Implant work to mm-hmm. fill that gap in because it's
well,
significant.
Jeremy,
he can eat
hoping.
Through it. He can put a fork full of food through the gap. No need to open up the rest of the mouth.
No, okay. Well, all right. Should I go?
Yeah, you go.
It's your
this
turn.
Next one is a happy birthday to Julie Yvonkin.
This one is easy. I talked to Santa himself. She wants a Corn Max 360 corn thresher. This Whoa. Is, of course, a rideable machine that processes corn. And the back 40 for Julie has been growing up pretty overgrown, and she's been doing a lot of the picking by hand. But this corn thresher going to be a big game changer for the holiday season. Going to allow her to put out more bushels per day. And I think you know that brings up the bottom line and helps the whole family out. That's a gift that keeps on giving. And
you see those Lexus commercials with the Lexus on a bow, but they're in... In the bread belt of America, it's the corn thresher the with bread the bow.
We've all each done one, but and speed so why round. Don't we do a speed round? This is going to be
the aforementioned Darren. Yep. Just Darren Blackman. No last name needed. Darren.
Yep. Darren Adams, dear lifelong friend. Yep.
Known
Darren
him since
Blackman.
High school. Darren Blackman.
Why don't you go first on this one?
Okay. Darren, all Darren wants for Christmas is a solid DUI lawyer. After that game at DNVR, getting cranked up, having ACH, egg him on, pint after pint.
Oh, yeah.
He needs
you
a pretty
with that
solid
thing. Have another one. Have
DUI
another one.
Lawyer after that drive home.
I like it.
Good. You go next, Ben.
Okay. Yep. Darren actually called me. He wants four tickets to my next show. He's a huge Ben Roy fan. Says that I'm probably one of the... He thinks that had I been in that bar, he told me that the manager really would have geeked out had he seen me and Darren and wants to bring his friends to see my show. So he's asking for four tickets, which
doesn't
are hard
wanna,
to come
doesn't want
to
pay for them, but would take some
but
freebies.
They are hard to come by. That's why it's a pretty hefty ticket right now.
Kind of one of the saddest fan fictions we've ever had in an
No, it's not. He called me. I'll show you the text. It's right here. Do you guys see it? Oh, there it is. Screen's a little bright. Well, Adam, what about you?
I know Darren like the back of my fucking hand, and I know what Darren would like for this holiday season is for us to orchestrate a situation in which he looks heroic. So we're going to have like neighborhood kids potentially getting mugged. I think in an ideal world, like Darren's parents are coming over. Jess is there. And Darren just happens to like come to save these neighborhood boys who are getting mugged by a would-be perpetrator. We set this all up. We let Darren sort of be the hero in that scenario and look really good in front of his friends.
That's a great idea. Wow. And the chance of someone accidentally getting shot during it is about 80%. So,
and Darren's a gambler, and he'll take that.
Yeah, that's a lot less than most other public situations.
Yeah, you're right.
That
actually, it's actually a pretty safe situation by American standards. So. Yeah.
Well, so we'll get that. We'll get working on that. And happy birthday to you, Darren.
Happy birthday to all of our November birthday Patreon subscribers. This show doesn't work without you. Thank you so much for supporting us. Once again, if you want to get your very own birthday shout out, go to patreon.com/ Grolic Saves and check out all the different levels we have.
Get into it. Thank you, guys. Podcast. And thanks, as always, couldn't be done without international soccer hooligan Ron Doyle. I've seen that dude fucking curb stomp.
It's problematic. Some of the things that he yells, they might not be racist, but they're not cool. They're not acceptable.
No, they're not.
And you're supposed to only be in one. He's in like 15 different supporter groups. He can just bleed into any sort of.
He doesn't even
care
about soccer. He could care less. He just wants to yell and throw debris at people.
Yeah. Yep. And thanks to Mike Henderson for your help recording at the live show. As always, our theme music is brought to you by the hesitant halfback Charlie Continental. He's
stay at home halfback. Okay.
He doesn't want to be there. He does not like playing midfield. He's said this for a while.
He's a striker. He's a
trepidatious midfielder. All right. Listen, I said it. I teased it. This next episode, it's the last of the year. It is the last of the year. It has been an amazing year filled with amazing challenges, but I have an idea.
Tragedy. Heartbreak.
Not every challenge was perfect. And that's my hint for it. Not every challenge was perfect.
Oh, so you're going to watch a game at a bar? Are you going to go watch a World Cup game
at
a bar?
Adam. You get so angry when things do not go your way.
You literally just had to go to a bar and watch TV.
And I tried, but I was left outside. And then I had some good hummus. So shoot me, Andrew.
You blew going to a bar and watching television.
That's fine. I'm going to say it like it's a goal. Play us up, Charlie!